Chapter 14. Thus ended Tobai's words of thanksgiving. He died in peace at the age of 112 and was buried with honor in Nineveh. He was 58 years old when he was blinded, and after he regained his sight, he lived 54 years in prosperity. And in all of them, he gave alms and continued to fear Yahweh and to acknowledge his majesty. When he was dying, he summoned his son Tobiah and his seven sons, and ordered him, and said to him,
"Take your children, my boy. Hasten off to Media, because I believe the word of God which Nahum spoke about Nineveh. All these things will come true and will overtake Assyria and Nineveh. Indeed, everything that was announced by the prophets of Israel, whom God commissioned, will come to pass. Not one of all their words will be diminished. Everything will come to pass at their appointed times. There will be more safety in Media than among the Assyrians or in Babel. I know and I am convinced in everything that God has said. All of it will be fulfilled. So it will be, and not a single word of those sayings will fail to come to pass. All of our kinsmen dwelling in the land of Israel will be dispersed and carried away into exile from that good land. The whole land of Israel will become desolate. Samaria and Jerusalem will be deserted. The house of God will be in mourning, burnt to the ground until the time when God will again have mercy upon them. And God will bring them back to the land of Israel. They will rebuild that house, but it will not be like the former one, until the time of its fulfillment comes. Later they will all return from their exile and rebuild Jerusalem with splendor. Yes, the house of God will be rebuilt in it, and it will be built forever and ever, just as the prophets of Israel have spoken concerning it. Then all nations on earth, all people, will turn to fear Yahweh in truth. Every one of them will cast away all their idols which have deceitfully led them into error, and they will praise the God of the ages in righteousness. All the sons of Israel who are saved in those days and are truly mindful of God will be brought together, and they will come to Jerusalem and will dwell forever in the land of Abraham in security, and it will be given over to them. Those who truthfully love Yahweh will rejoice, but those who commit sin and do wrong will disappear from the land. Now then, my children, I give you this command: serve God faithfully and do what is pleasing in His sight. You must also enjoin your children to practice righteousness and almsgiving, to be mindful of God and to praise His name at all times with sincerity and with all their ability. So, my boy, you must leave Nineveh. Do not stay here. On the day that you bury your mother alongside of me, on that very day, do not spend a night within its borders. For I note that there is much wickedness in it, and much dishonesty is perpetuated here, and no one is ashamed of it. Look, my boy, at what Nadan did to Ahikar, who reared him. Did not Ahikar go down alive in the earth? Yet God redressed the dishonor done to his person. Ahikar came out again to see the light, but Nadan passed into eternal darkness, because he had attempted to kill Ahikar. Because he used to give alms, Ahikar escaped from the trap of death that Nadan had set for him. But Nadan fell into the fatal trap, and it destroyed him. So now, my children, see what almsgiving accomplishes, and what wickedness does, how it brings death. But now, my soul is about to depart from me.
So they laid Tobai on his bed, and he died. He was buried there with due honor. When his mother died, Tobiah buried her alongside his father. Then he departed with his wife and children for Media, and resided with his father-in-law Reuel in Ecbatana. He cared for his parents-in-law with due honor in their old age. and he buried them at Ecbatana in Media, and inherited the house of both Reuel and his father Tobi. He died at the venerable age of 117. But before he died, he saw and heard about the destruction of Nineveh. He saw its exiles being led into Media, those whom Cyaxares, the king of Media, carried off. Tobiah praised God in all that he had done for the people of Nineveh in Assyria. Before he died, he rejoiced over the destruction of Nineveh and praised the Lord God forever and ever.